looking out for labor, agriculture, and business each and every day. It's the Andy Caldwell Show, brought to you by COLAB.
I'd like to welcome you back to the show. It's our pleasure to welcome Randy Thomas, and he's president of Save California, and he's been on the front lines and in the trenches in a campaign to save children and families and standing strong for moral virtues for this common good as president of Save California. Randy, welcome back to the show.
Well, Andy, always good to be with you. Children are our future, and thank you for helping people think.
All right. Well, thank you. So I had never read this piece. It was published in City Journal, which is an extremely well-regarded and respected think tank back in 2009 by an author by the name of Daniel Flynn. And what it was a history, the real history of Harvey Milk versus the fictionalized movie version that starred,
Sean Penn, James Franco, et cetera, right,
yeah.
2008.
So why don't we tell people the reason we're talking about this is California actually celebrates Harvey Milk Day here in California. Now, it's not a paid holiday, but it's still something that they want school children to commemorate the memory of this guy, and I had no idea about the real story.
Right. Harvey Milk Day was a law that was authored by a homosexual activist Democrat named Mark Leno of San Francisco while he was in the Senate, and it was something very special interest to do for the homosexuality, bisexuality, and transsexual stuff, and Governor Schwarzenegger signed it, and it was very bad. He was later known to say, well, this is something they wanted, so it was terrible. But what it is that every May 22nd, which was Monday of this week, or days preceding or days afterwards, every government school, that means every K-12 public school in California, is encouraged to honor and celebrate and teach children to admire Harvey Milk and everything he did, everything he stood for. We think because that children are being told what to think, it's almost like their brains are being opened and things are being dumped in there, that when they're being told that this Harvey Milk was a good guy and what he stood for was good and the kids ought to stand for it too, that people ought to know, especially parents and grandparents, that this, quote, good guy was actually a very fiendish bad guy, and that children are going to go against the Constitution, religious freedom, free speech, rights of ownership, parental rights, etc., if they go with Harvey Milk.
Well, and the one thing that he brought out in this piece that, and I'm going to write a column based on this, I'll cite him, of course, is they really tried to make him a quote unquote gay Martin Luther King. They tried to make him look like he was a martyr for gay rights, and the fact is. His being gay is not why he was assassinated, along with the mayor of San Francisco. And so it's a false narrative where they've created a hero when the guy wasn't a hero.
Right. I should say that Daniel Flynn is a very good researcher. He is currently an editor with Breitbart, and he's published, written several books, such as The War on Football, Saving America's Game, How Ideology Makes Smart People Fall for Stupid Ideas, and one of my favorites, Why the Left Hates America. And so he knows his stuff, and I've met him, and he is a very careful researcher. But in 1978, San Francisco County Supervisor basically killed by a political rival, Dan White. Okay? So when you look at Harvey Milk, he wasn't killed because he was homosexual. Dan White didn't like the petty political things going on, and he murdered Harvey Milk. He murdered Mayor George Moscone. Some people remember seeing Dianne Feinstein on TV in the old archives. She became acting mayor after that. And they made it into a movie in 2008 with Sean Penn and James Franco, and they sanitized things. They made it look like Harvey Milk had only one, quote, boyfriend. No, he had many, many boyfriends, including 16-year-olds and 19-year-olds, and advocating for having sex, quote, sexual relationships with multiple people at the same time. The movie said he was a martyr, as you said, and they tried to make it, and of course that's not true. And so, people have to know the real history, and actually the best evidence of the real Harvey Milk is a 1982 book by a San Francisco Chronicle reporter named Randy Schultz. Now, Randy Schultz was not only a careful with details reporter, he was an open homosexual. He actually died of AIDS in 1994 at the age of 42. But when he wrote The Mayor of Castro Street, The Life and Times of Harvey Milk, he detailed the real Harvey Milk. And I have given this evidence to reporters up here in Sacramento, and some of them were aghast at what Harvey Milk stood for. Of course, that was nine years ago when the bill was being debated. But, children are the victims now, and they're being told a big, fat lie about Harvey Milk.
Well, one of the things in this piece is that, for instance, the guy that murdered Moscone and Harvey Milk was a guy named Dan White, who himself had been elected. But they said, you know, he was not a homophobe. He had given money to defeat an anti-homosexuality bill. He had hired a homosexual as his campaign manager. He had funded a pride center. And so he wasn't killing him for that. He was killing him because he had stepped down from his elected position. He wanted his position back. And Harvey Milk convinced Moscone to renege, and that's why he killed him.
So Dan White was a murderer about power, and Harvey Milk was a sexual anarchist for power. He wanted to be the center of attention at all times, and he basically went after, as the book says, The Life and Times of Harvey Milk. He said that sex at any age is okay. He said, we can't depend on the heterosexual role model. We should be developing our own lifestyle. There's no reason why you can't love more than one person at a time. These are actual quotes. Said Jim Jones, the cult leader, was a man of the highest character. He was a sexual predator. The book says that at 16-year-old Jack McKinley was looking for some kind of father figure. Within a few weeks, McKinley moved into Harvey Milk's Upper West Side apartment and settled into a middle-class domestic marriage. At 33, Milk was launching a new life, though he hardly would have imagined the unlikely direction toward with his new lover would pull him. Now, get this. This is a 16-year-old that at 33-year-old has...
Okay, I don't want to, Randy, I don't want to get too graphic.
No, of course this. Not.
You know what? We're going to take a break. Our guest, Randy Thomason, president of SaveCalifornia.com. You're listening to the Andy Caldwell Show. We'll be right back.
Intelligent, informative, and interesting, with something new each and every day. You are listening to The Andy Caldwell Show.
I'd like to welcome you back to the show. Randy Thomason, president of Save California, and I are talking about Harvey Milk Day, which is a mandatory celebration of his life in California K-12 schools. And we're trying to demonstrate through this example of how your kids are being indoctrinated and propagandized. So, Randy, on the one hand, Harvey Milk is quoted as saying organized religion's dangerous, more people have been slaughtered in the name of religion than for any other reason. Yet, and I go back to this reference article by Dan Flynn, Harvey Milk was buddies with Jim Jones, the Reverend Jones, who ended up leading 900 followers in a ghastly murder-suicide in Ghana.
Yeah. Harvey Milk was a liar, and there are other examples we can give if there's time. And, of course, it was atheist dictators such as Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, etc. You add up all the innocent people they killed, and it's atheist dictators, not Christians, atheist dictators who have killed 100 million-plus innocent people in the last century alone. So that's the truth. That's the fact. Now, yes, Jim Jones was a political partner of Harvey Milk, and Jim Jones supplied campaign volunteers, and Harvey Milk was so appreciative. Harvey Milk even wrote a letter to then-President Jimmy Carter asking that Jimmy Carter let a boy stay in the custody of Jim Jones. That's Timothy Stone, who wasn't even his child. Well, that, Timothy Stone was poisoned with the cyanide and the Valium mixture in Guyana, where Jim Jones had taken over 1,000 people. And, you know, when it was all said and done there in late 1978, 9 days after Harvey Milk was shot by a political rival, that's when more than 900 people died of that cyanide-laced Kool-Aid in the jungles of Guyana.
Let me put this. So here's this quote. This is Supervisor Milk writing to President Jimmy Carter, saying that the purpose of Milk's letter was to aid his powerful supporters' abduction of a six-year-old boy. So he tells the president, not only is the life of the child at stake who currently has loving and protective parents in the Reverend and Mrs. Jones, but our official relations with Guyana could stand to be jeopardized to the great embarrassment of our State Department. I'd like to know how many of the schools, the California schools, are going to be including that sentence and that history lesson when they talk about Harvey Milk Day.
Yeah, so Harvey Milk, a public liar, he lied about his being discharged from the military because of homosexuality. Wrong. That was he was honorably discharged, but he said later that he liked symbols and that if he told this lie that people would feel sorry for him and vote for him. That's from the Life and Times of Harvey Milk book. And obviously Harvey Milk does not even know what good character is. First, he impugns Christianity. No, it's atheist dictators that have killed innocent people, millions and millions and millions of people. He doesn't know the character of Jim Jones. He actually helps keep a boy that isn't Jim Jones' own boy there in the jungles of Guyana, and he gives him the Kool-Aid that kills him, along with 900 other people. This is horrible, incestuous politics. And now Harvey Milk, a sexual anarchist, is being celebrated. He was a teen predator, a predator of teen boys. And more than that, his agenda is to be against religious freedom, against free speech, against ownership rights, against parental rights, and over and over and over. You know, here we are talking in 2017, and there are new victims of discrimination in the United States of America, and they are people who are Protestant, Catholic. They're bakers, they're photographers, they're videographers, they're wedding location owners, they're talk show hosts on TV, they're speakers at conferences. They've all been punished by saying that marriage is only for a man and a woman. They've been punished for not supporting everything of the homosexual, bisexual, transsexual agenda. Things have gotten so loopy in California, you can't even be a state judge and belong to the Boy Scouts. Of course, then the Boy Scouts caved too, and they're supporting homosexual scoutmasters. Yeah, send men who lust after boys on tenting trips. Yeah. Really bad idea.
What could go wrong there? Hey, you know what? I want to change subjects on you a little bit. Our state senator here in Santa Barbara is Hannah Beth Jackson. And one of the reasons she's been in the news lately is she got a bill signed into law that's going to allow special license plates to be issued in California. And the dollars aren't going to save the whales. The dollars are going to Planned Parenthood to kill the babies. And
right.
And I came across this verse in Judges, the book of Judges in the Old Testament, and this is a paraphrase of it, but this is literal. Nothing like this has ever happened in who is a champion of Planned Parenthood, and so is our congressman now, Salute Carbajal. They're both considered champions of Planned Parenthood. Why do they get a free pass politically?
Yeah, you can't say I didn't know about it or I'm looking the other way. In fact, another great Bible verse, this is from Book of Proverbs. If you ever want to know how to do money wisely, read the Book of Proverbs. Deliver those who are being drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling toward the slaughter. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? That's from Proverbs chapter 24, 11 and 12. Yeah, Hannah Beth Jackson wants to have an official pro-abortion license plate, and it will be used to raise money that will fund abortion and abortion-related activities. And I went on TV opposing it, and I said, you know, it's ironic and sad that in California you're safer on death row as a murderer, convicted murderer, where they house and feed and clothe you, than you are in your mother's womb. It's how ironic the state of California is forcing the taxpayers to pay for the, quote, well-being of convicted murderers on death row who are dying of old age because we don't have a functional death penalty. So murder is running unabated. Yet, that when you're in your mother's womb, you maybe have a two-thirds chance of being born alive because the rest of the one-third of the babies will be torturously murdered with taxpayer dollars here in California. California has the largest numbers of abortions in any state, and there's tens of millions of dollars that the state taxpayers are already paying for abortions every year.
Yeah, it's a sad state. You know, and one of the things that I talk about, Randy, is you don't just have the death of the baby. You have the death of what I would call maternal instinct. And I don't think you can get over that. You know, the bottom line is we even use the analogy, you know, don't run into a bear robbed of her cubs, you know. There's this maternal instinct that we can clearly see throughout nature, and what women from eternity have had that maternal instinct. And yet now society is pushing against that instinct to the point that literally, what, 50 million children have been aborted in the United States alone, and God knows how many in China. That leaves not just a dead baby, but a wounded mother.
Right. Look, here's a fact. Every abortion means aborting a pregnancy. It means killing the thing in the womb. What is that thing in the womb? It is a human being with its own DNA, its own fingerprints, its own beating heart. And guess what? We're all developing, and a baby is still developing when it's born. It needs to be fed. Now, abortion kills a baby. And abortion also hurts a woman. There are many women who have had abortions who regret it. I've talked to several of them, and it's really created an emotional scar for them. Lots of them were not told the truth. They were told it was a thing. It wasn't human. It's just tissue, like the pro-aborts used to say. No, that was a baby. And that's why many women, once they know the truth that that's a baby and that there's people to help them, help the baby be born and help the baby be raised, and there's the adoption option, you know, those women are choosing to give the gift of life because it's all about life and death, and who wants to be on the side of death?
All right, Randy, thank you so much for all the great work you do and for bringing this Dan Flynn piece to our attention.
Well, you're quite welcome. People, you can sign up for free emails at SaveCalifornia.com. And SaveCalifornia.com will send you updates so you'll get them as quick as Andy Caldwell does.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to be back tomorrow with Steve Frank, Katie Grimes, and Steve Malloy from JunkScience.com. Thanks for being with us.
Information Station, AM 1440, KUHL, Santa Maria. And online.